Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Can you be any more specific?
Yeah,
you darn tootin'.
91.5 WMMO.
Medford.
End of story.
Bye-bye. Sayonara. 僕は田舎に引っ越したい。つまらない、くだらない、毎日If I'm with you, I don't care where we are. In the country, by the ocean, on a farm. Now I'd move to the middle of nowhere if I'm with you. As if I'm with you, I don't care where we are. ゆっくり行きたい。この街
Gamora shapes a catch 22.
speed of the lick. Head first collision, better body or brick. Blunt force trauma, smack a bolt from the blue. Sodom or Gomorrah shakes a catch 22.
someone tonight.
What you gonna do?
Well, what you gonna do, baby?
Well, I'm gone. What you gonna do?
You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds Special Edition Sunday Service right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I have the boss of medium. Sorry about the delay. You know, there's actually more traffic on Sundays than there are any other day of the week. It's crazy. It's like, yeah, you should probably be at home praising the Lord. You should be at home getting right with Jesus. You shouldn't be out traveling. We should be at home listening to Sunday service, Paranormal Playground Sounds. Oh, Lord. Another scrumptious, rumptious day here on... Ooh, it's very sunny and nice. It's very, like, fall kind of, like, weather. And it's always good when we have this weather. And I'm really excited about it. La, 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 la. Ah, you know what song I had stuck in my head? It's really bad. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. About a nod and no be eh. Belly, eh. Oh my God, it's so hilarious. But do you remember that show, Cops? Like, that show, the fact that that existed, like, what the heck? What? Like, let's just sit and think about that the show Cops existed. Like, the first kind of, like, reality TV was Cops. Like, can we just sit and think about how crazy that show was? Oh my God. Anyways, actually, I don't want to sit and think about how crazy that show is. It's kind of ruining my mind. Anyways. Ooh, we're going to have a good Sunday servitude. You know, that's good when you... one thing I wanted to talk about, briefly, is what it means to wake up and have positive and good positive vibes and positive energy and what it does to your brain when you wake up first thing in the morning and program your brain with positivity. It makes a huge difference, and I'd highly recommend it. I woke up this morning and I was like, I just programmed my brain with a bunch of Joel Osteen, Les Brown, some Charlie Rocket, some really good stuff about, you know, keeping the pace of gratitude, keeping the pace of good energy, creating good energy with my minds, and, you know, what that means and how we can stay in those loops and how we can stay in those cycles of being in positive places and being in places that appreciate you and being in connection with those things. So always give your energy where it is valued. It's going to make your energy, that's just going to fill you up. It's going to fill you up with love. It's going to fill you up with joy. It's going to fill you up with all kinds of good things that make you feel good. And, you know, when we're in places where we're not really seen, doesn't that feel depleting? Doesn't it feel like, oh, I have to explain myself or I have to prove? Doesn't it feel like once that starts happening, once you start being in an energy where you have to start proving and explaining BS, it's just like you start to question your reality of your world, and you never want to question the reality of your world. You always want to keep your world going. So always remember, what are the things that keep your world going? What are the things that enhance your world and continuously put yourself in that world? you got to keep doing it. And another thing I feel like I'm compelled to speak on is stop worrying about the energy of loneliness while you're doing these things and while you're going after what it is you want and where you're feeling seen and heard. Because even if I'm telling you right now, when you make that choice to be like, I don't care who's coming along, I don't care who's around, I have the energy right here. I got spirit. I got angels. See, that's the whole point, is that you have a whole spirit team you're working with. And I'm talking about this from experience. So, you know, there's a lot of times where my vision was very crazy. But look at where I'm at. I'm here on the radio. Yay. You know, that came from craziness. And it came from listening to spirit. I did not listen to anyone. I heard the voice of spirit. And I said, this is what I need to do because I'm trusting myself. So when we trust ourselves and we walk on that journey, it can be very lonely. And what you have to do is cultivate the energy and utilize the unseen, because that's your family and that's your friend and that's your loving support. That's where I got it from. But then you're going to notice, once you have that and once you build a connection with God and the unseen, it becomes effortless to attract who you need. The people that you, of what's meant for you, for the people who are meant for you. So you, in that energy of detachment, but connected with spirit, connected and in unity, not a detachment from people, not a detachment or in a loner state of this kind of like in a negative way, a detachment where you're okay. You know that you're enough. You know that your being is enough. Therefore, you are okay with being alone. So that energy is going to connect with people. That's going to attract the people who are in that like-minded mode. So understand, when you come from a place of enoughness, it really starts to pull in more of reflecting what is enough. So that's what I wanted to say. We do have our sermon, and I'll probably do that at 1:40 around-ish. But we'll play some more music, because everyone wants to hear some music and Sunday service and Roots American as it is. So, you know, again, there's a lot of talky talk on my end, and I love it today. Very talkative today. You know, last week I was not here doing Sunday service because, you know, we had the TV show. So I was like, I'm not going to overwhelm myself today, but you know, I did have a listener who was just like, oh, you're not going to be here. And was kind of like, he's like, you know, I need Sunday service. And I was like, oh, no, I'll be here next week. But I thought about that, because I thought about not doing it today because I was so lazy and I just want to be better. It's not that I didn't want to do Sunday service. I just didn't feel like driving out. You know, if it's like, if I just did Sunday service from my bed, I would have did it, but I would have been more inclined. But it was like, what's been one of those weekends where I was just kind of like inside, no social interaction. I was in bed and I was like, I want to continue this bed feeling and not get out. But I did. I got up. I did everything because I remembered that the people who listen to the show and was like, they need it. And I was like, you know what? They need it. I need it. And I can be in my bed anytime. Sunday service is on Sunday. And I love that motivation. So when we are helping people, when we are in service, we notice how beautiful it makes our own lives. You know, when we're helping that people and we're thinking about other people, we're thinking about how it can affect that person's day and how positively it can impact their entire world. I think about how that was done for me and how other people have done that and how other speakers have done that and how it's important and how I was able to wake up and listen to all these speakers pour into me, because that's their life's calling and that's their mission. And that's one of my, and that's the same mission I have. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tapestry from Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss Medium. We're going to get on and continue with some Sunday service. I love you so much. Stay tuned.
Everything. You've got everything. You make my heart. everything. He made the world last round, the water and the sky so blue. He made 100 million things, but they can't compare with you. 'Cause you've got everything. You make my heart sing. You know I love you so. I'm never, ever gonna let you go. 'Cause you've got everything, everything. Everything. He made the world last round, water and the sky so blue. He made 100 million things, but they can't compare with you. 'Cause you've got everything. You make my heart sing. You know I love you so. I'm never, ever gonna let you go. 'Cause you everything.
Halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth.
Faster! And step on it!
future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong. Write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Or give online at support.wmfo.org.
We'll be right back. not long ago. I think it's one of the prettiest ones I've ever recorded. Boys, if you will, a little tune called The Lost Highway. I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, for a life of sin I have paid the cost. When I passed by, all the people say, there goes another boy down the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. For the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I've paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin, or you're sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Yes.
Friends, right now, here's our good friend again with a message for you. So if you will listen to him just a minute, we'll be right back.
You are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds Sunday Service Special Edition right here. And if you stay tuned in about 3-4 minutes or whatever, we're going to get into some Sunday servitude. Some Sunday servitude, but until then, let's hear some gospel.
Oh.
don't fall on my pumpkin. Well, tell me how fall on my pumpkin. Well, well, the ringing of the singers and the doorbell ringing and go. Tell me how fall on my pumpkin. Well, you know the field so close to Canaan. Well, you know I feel so close to Canaan. Well, it tells me that I ain't a singing and the doorbell ringing in glory. Well, I feel so close to Canaan. Well, well, over there, there we shout trouble over. Way over there, we shout trouble over.
Hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Bedford Times Report Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlin Knight the Boss. What the heck? Mariah Merlin Knight the Boston Medium. I don't know why that happened. Anyway, let's get on with some Sunday service. Locking it in with some Sunday service. Infinite Spirit, use me. Infinite Spirit, be here with me right now in this moment. And in this moment, as we're channeling the highest degree of channeling possible. Possibly anchor us here in this moment, into this presence right now, here in this place of being aware, here in this place of being receptive to God, being receptive to spirit, being receptive to angels, being receptive to music. You see, we come here and we arrive here right now and we dance with this education of beauty. See, it's an education of beauty. When we are educated in beauty, when we understand beauty, when we are reflecting beauty, when we are in the energy and the vibration of beauty, that is a creation. Because what is creation? Whenever we see something brand new, or we see something and we feel something we haven't felt before, our internal instinct and our subconscious mind is explained and it computes to the energy of beauty. Because that's what it is. Creation is beauty. Creation is a work of art. And no matter what form we call it, anything new, anything that is giving life, being birth, it is creation in itself, in its wholeness. And we're here right now being part of this design, being part of this exploration of the one mind right here and right now, the exploration. When we go outside and we feel the joy of heat, of warmth, of wind, of the natural energy that just comes into our awareness, I want you to capture that feeling of what it's like to step outside. And joy arises in you just because you're simply alive. Joy arises inside of you because you're connecting to this powerful place of source. You're connecting to this powerful place of what you were remembering as natural, of what you were remembering as wholeness, and what you were remembering as your authentic self. That's what it is. See, when we go outside, we feel the air and we breathe it in. looking at a beautiful landscape, looking at a sunset, looking, having that quiet time, those are the times we're remembering. That's why it feels like ecstasy to the heart. That's why it feels like ecstasy to the soul. That's why it feels like ecstasy to our beautiful being. Because it's all it is a remembering. So if we can go outside and we can remember, if we can go outside and we can remember, this means it's always within us. This means we have to look for places without going outside, without going outside of ourselves. You see, nature is a beautiful mirror and reminder of our natural state always. It's organic. It's just like, it's always a good idea to eat organic food. It's always a good idea to eat, you know, fuel and water. Those things are outside of ourselves. It's always good to fuel ourselves with things that are organic, cultivated by sunshine and the sunlight and the earth. Yes, but with this knowing and understanding about where we are feeling fueled and where we need this and where we need to get it and where we need this and the need, and understand those times where we can't exactly step outside. We can't go outside. We can't walk for an hour. Understand that feeling tone, that safe space, it's already within you. That's the whole point of this. That's the whole point of this talk. That's the whole point of understanding this and remembering this, is that it's within us. You see, we come here in spirit, and the infinite spirit comes here today and says, I want to remind you about what's already within you. I want to be this absolute continuation of a reminder of who you are right now. Don't ever stray from this place that is you. Don't ever stray from this place that is called you. Don't ever stray. Don't ever forget. Don't ever disconnect from the reality of who you are as an infinite being, as an infinite expansive being. As an infinite expanse, if you see, this is the place where we activate right here, and we say, I say, Spirit, oh, use me. Spirit, use me right now to be able to be outside of the box, be outside of the confinements of the 3D, and let's get into Spirit. Let's remember, and let's all of us remember who we are right now in this moment. Let's all of us remember right now in this moment of who we are. The total joy, the total love, the total care, the total connection, the embodiment of pure being right here. Remembering who we are. Remembering the safety, the beauty, the magic that lies within us is right here, right now. Orchestrating true belonging to the earth. True belonging to the magic, true belonging to the cosmos that plays with us constantly, that's always talking to us, that's always sharing its information and its secrets with us at every moment. Every time we are here in this place and we say, Infinite Spirit, use me. Infinite Spirit, use me to be the best that I could be. Use me to be the best that I could possibly be right now, right here and right now. We come into a place of expansive being, expansive knowing, and our true form comes into place. Our true form gets exposed. Our true form in the transaction of ourselves and our currency and the riches overflows. It starts, the money starts showing up. What we need in the abundance starts showing up. The billionaire lifestyle starts showing up. That moment, we blend in to our true selves, and we emerge it here, and we connect it here, and we are always connected here. We are always connected within time and space, and we are always living our best lives here. Always living our best lives here. We're always the energy of the infinite marvel that plays with us. The energy of the infinite marvel that is sacred. sacred being, sacred love, sacred joy, sacred energy. Exploring our options, exploring this world, exploring with me and you together, always here, always vibrating on a very high, high vibration. Amen. Don't you love it? Don't you love the feeling of spirit, the love that just flows within us? Those portals that open up. Those portals that take place, those portals that connect ourselves with the ability to share, the ability to be generous in this vast universe, of this overflowing universe where there is so much. And inside of understanding there's so much, you really tap into the billionaire source. You tap into the billionaire connection. A to the man. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here and uplifting our vibrations, because every time we do this, we do talk, we have a dialogue to the universe, we have a transmutation, we have a transmission, and we are manifesting with our higher selves. Every time we do this, this is a manifestation. This is a song to our higher selves, a song, a beauty, a love, a light. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium.
Look at the moon, the moon is shining so bright. your life like, try to live your life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. Pressing on the gas, supernova for a night light. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT, searching for a deity. Now you wanna see it free, now you wanna see it free. Let you see it three apiece, tell me what your life like. Turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way, being on my best though. Lock up on a text though, nothing else next though. Not another word, letter, picture or a decimal. Wrestling with God, I don't really wanna rest so. Man, it's really lifelike, everything in my life. Arguing with my dad and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man. You know it's like somebody only close to could get you like off your. I be on my, I woke up this morning, I said my prayers, I'm all doing good. I try to talk to my dad, get him some advice. He starts spazzing on me, I start spazzing back. He said, they ain't Christ-like. I said, ah!
Ooh. Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Edward Tufts, Reformed Radio. I am... Oh, the hiccups. You caught me in the hiccups. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boss of Medium. It has been grand. It's been a grand, grand, grand hour here. I love you so, so much. I'm hoping that this week brings you lots of joy, lots of love, lots of money, and everything your heart desires. You deserve it. You deserve it so much. I love you. Amen. Amen. I love you.
We're at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we're at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Know what the Midwest is, young and restless, but restless might snatch your necklace, and next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, and I check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of what's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November, I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Jesus,
the only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Jesus,
and I don't think there's nothing
Jesus,
I could do now to right my wrongs.
Jesus,
I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long.
Jesus,
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. Pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid cause we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scrippers. To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus was with them.
Now hear he, hear he. wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary, cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features, or here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen needed Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out, God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.